You are listening to the Courtship Code podcast, where we use a combination of psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking industry techniques to help you to level up your love life. And I'm your host, relationship coach and author, Zara J. Don't forget to join us in our women's only Facebook group, Captivating Courtship Code, where you're able to continue the discussion, post questions for peer support, and also get free content and resources. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And thanks for listening. Hey, it's Zara J, host of the Courtship Code podcast and creator of the Captivating Courtship Code, which is my proven 6-step process to teach women how to magnetize their love life, show up feminine and high value, and attract more compatible partners in less time and with less effort. And I'm sharing with you in this Passion Attraction Prototype Workshop my signature 8 passion attraction prototypes that I discovered over my years of matchmaking and relationship coaching singles from around the world. Now, when you watch this workshop, you're going to gain so much understanding about why you've been feeling emotionally wounded and frustrated when it comes to your love life, and why you've been in these repeat cycles of attracting the same types of partners or the same types of experiences. In this 40-minute workshop, you're going to discover exactly what passion attraction prototypes you have. And most people are a combination between 1 to 3 different prototypes. So this way you can stop wondering and Googling and YouTubing, trying to figure out why you've been experiencing certain things, why you keep going through the same types of relationships. This is going to answer those questions right now. You're also going to save a ton of money, right? Because therapy, coaching, matchmaking, let's be real, those are major investments, rightfully so. But for just $47, you can go ahead and start transforming your love life and get some information on key areas for you to shift specific to your prototypes. You're also going to finally be able to feel understood, to feel seen, to see exactly what it is that you're going through, which is just going to be able to give you a sense of relief and belief again in love. And I need you to restore your love life this year. So go to captivatingcourtship.com/getPAP and get the Passion Attraction Prototype Workshop. As a bonus, I also threw in there the Passion Attraction Prototype Planner, which is a 30-day planner that has journaling prompts so you can start getting some clarity and insight on how to move forward. You're also going to get access to the Captivating Courtship Code mini audio course, which breaks down the 6 steps of the Captivating Courtship Code. All of this for just $47. So go to captivatingcourtship.com/getPAP and get the workshop now. Hey, welcome to this week's episode of the Courtship Code podcast. And I just want to jump on here really quickly to share this with you and talk about how to stop another heartbreak. And I'm going to make this brief because I'm still on my podcast break. And I want to make sure that I slide through, but slide right back out. So if you don't know me, my name is Zara J. I am the host of this here Courtship Code podcast and the creator of the Captivating Courtship Code, which is my 6-step process to teach women how to magnetize their love life, show up in their feminine high value, and attract more compatible men in less time. And as I said, so today we're going to be talking about just really briefly how to stop another heartbreak. And I want to share this quick message with you because I know that for many, they believe that in order to improve their love life, in order to improve their relationships, in order to improve their courtship and dating experiences, that they just need to let time pass by, that they just need to let things happen naturally. They need to just wait and see what happens, and that eventually things will fall into place. And the thing that I want you to understand is that is a very haphazard way of dealing with your love life and dealing with your relationships. And if you truly understand the value that your relationships has in your life, like the true impact of the quality of life that you have, the places and experiences that you will go, the vision that your life will embody due to the relationships that you have, not just romantic, but your just relationships. If you understood that on a very holistic, deep, wholesome level, then you'll understand that this is important for you to understand how to create, not be a victim, not to wait for more pain or for more heartbreak or more disappointment, but for you to learn to create the type of love life and romantic relationships that you desire so you can create the future that you want. You can create your vision of love. Then you won't take a haphazard approach to it. Now, for most women, if you're listening to this, you probably weren't taught how to create the type of love life or relationship that you desire. You were kind of taught just to go along and get along when it comes to courtship and dating. You probably were taught just to try to get him and keep him when it comes to relationships, or just focus on getting married and just hope that things will just fall into place, or just let things come naturally and one day someone will come along. The problem with that mindset, and the real problem with just living your life on those terms, is that we are creatures of habit. And your past relationships and the patterns that you exhibit are the greatest indicator for what the future of your relationships will look like. So if you haven't had the quality relationships that you desire, or you've experienced a lot of heartbreak or divorce or rejection or ghosting, or you've been in a state of avoiding when it comes to love, if you've been in a state of negativity and fearful thoughts or fear of abandonment, missing out, or any of these things, or if you know what your patterns are, you've already watched the Passion Attraction Prototype workshop and you know exactly what your patterns are, then if you don't learn and you don't start changing those patterns, that those patterns and your past behaviors and your past relationships are truly the greatest indicator of what the future of your relationships will look like. Now, you do have some people who will be the exception to the rules, and you can hope and you can pray and you can wish that you will be the exception, but let's keep it real. If you're not actually doing something different, and if you don't know how to do something different, then nothing's going to change. Now, I'm a very spiritual woman, and I do believe that prayer can change everything, but I also believe that it's not just about the prayer, it's also about the actions that align with that prayer. It's also about putting yourself in the position to receive the blessings of those prayers, and that you have to be able to allow certain things to come into your life so that you're open to receiving it. And part of you aligning with that belief or with those prayers, with those desires, is you also knowing how to align with that future version of yourself, you knowing how to align with your value, you knowing how to align with the relationship that you desire. And if you haven't been able to do that, and you haven't been able to create that, and you find yourself showing up in a state of anxiety and stress and sabotage and all these other things that doesn't feel good for you, if you find yourself being very pessimistic, or even your circle of influence, your friends and the women around you, they all tend to have patterns or mindsets when it comes to love and attraction that are actually problematic, that's not creating what it is that they desire. If that is what your tribe looks like, if that is what the patterns of your love life had looked like, then you can't afford to let things come natural, because you're naturally going to fall into your sabotaging patterns. That is the reality of it. That is the psychology of relationships. That is the neuroscience of how our brains and our habits work. So it's important for you to make the decision to do something different. Now, you can let things come naturally when you are in a state of receiving, when you're in a state of allowing, when you're in a state of letting go of control, when you're in a state of your high value femininity. Not only can you let things come naturally, but relationships unfold very organically and beautifully, and it feels good, and you feel in your power, and you feel in your value. That is the state that you want to be in when you're letting things come naturally. But if you haven't learned how to create a different type of relationship, a different type of courtship and dating experience, different type of marriage, if you haven't learned what that energy is supposed to be like, the mindset the new patterns, the new mindsets, the new beliefs that allows you to actually be open to receiving that man, that relationship, that marriage that you desire, you're going to keep repeating the past. And I don't want you to repeat the past. I want you to understand that there is something better available for you, but it's going to require a different version of you. It's going to require different actions from you. It's going to require a different mindset. Now, as I'm reflecting on this, I'm thinking about a past testimonial that we did, and you can listen to some episodes back with Sauda when she expressed that she was getting married and she's about to do premarital counseling, and that she's finally having an experience that's completely different than the experiences that she's going through in her past. And for those of you who may be in a place of disbelief and a place of doubt, understand that Sauda, she's almost 40 years old. She's a mother of four. She has lived in various parts of the world. So she knows what it's like to live overseas. Then she lived in the United States. She's a woman of color. She's an African-American woman. She has been married twice before. And she's on her way to getting married again, God willing. So it's very real. And if you've been listening to this podcast for the past few weeks or the past few months, or maybe even you've been listening to it from the beginning, you've been listening to it for the past few years, but you haven't taken the time to invest in the actions and the real information that comes along with coaching, then I want to invite you to book your 30-minute captivating session. Now, if you have any fears or doubts or worry and concern about getting on this call, I want you to put that aside and step into your big girl shoes and remind yourself that you're worthy and deserving, and that you want something different, and that it's time to have something different. It doesn't matter if you're in a pandemic. The pandemic is not stopping people from finding partners and from getting married. It doesn't matter if you feel as though you've made so many mistakes in the past and that it can't be different. I'm here to tell you that it absolutely can, but there's things that you have to learn. And in my 6-step process, we provide so much information as far as how you need to start thinking about courtship and how you need to start thinking about commitment. How do you choose the right partner for you? You get a clear step-by-step process on how to heal from your past and to shift your patterns, along with activities and exercises and meditations and weekly group coaching calls and on the spot, an online community where you can ask questions and engage with other women who are just like you, who are learning to create the relationships and have created better courtship experiences and relationships and attracted better men than they have in the past. Women who have healed their sabotage and patterns and are open to receiving the love and the marriage and the commitment that they desire. If that's not what your tribe is looking like, then you need a new tribe. And I want to invite you to join my tribe. Now, we're doing our 30-minute captivating sessions. We're on those calls. We're just going to get really clear on three things. It's a simple conversation. And in that conversation, we're going to get clear on where you currently are in your love life, where you want your love life to be in the next 12 months, and also what blocks are holding you back. And after having that conversation and you gaining some clarity and you allowing yourself to just actually express that desire for love and commitment, after we have this conversation, and if it seems like a good fit for you, I'll fill you in on the different opportunities that you have to work with me in coaching and how you can start to move forward. And even if you decide that coaching's not for you, you at least walk away from the call with some clarity on what is actually going on in your love life. Now, again, this is only for women who are ready and serious and committed to improving quality relationships. If you haven't made the decision yet that you want a better love life, or you haven't made the decision that your relationships are important to you and your quality of life is important to you and your future is important to you. You haven't made the decision that you are ready and willing to invest just as much time and effort into your love life as you have into your career or your education, then this may not be the call for you. But if you value personal development, you value the quality of your relationships, you quality being a whole, healthy, feminine, high-value woman, then you're the type of woman that I want to speak with. So go ahead to CaptivatingCourtship.com and book your captivating session. You can also slide in my DM on Instagram, Zara J Captivating Courtship, or reach out to me on Facebook or email and let me know that you're ready to book your call. We are in a new year and it's time for a real new you when it comes to your love life. And I'm here to help you along the way. If you're in a place of doubt and fear and believe that you can't have different experiences or your situation is just so bad, or maybe because of your family size or your age or any other obstacle that you have felt is in your way, is blocking you from being able to open and receive the type of partner and relationship or create a different experience than you have had in the past, listen to Sada's testimonial. Matter of fact, go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/apply and listen to all of the testimonials. Listen to how women just like you, women no matter what age they are, no matter their location, no matter their family size, or if they've never been married and never had a child before, how they're creating different experiences with intention and with the information provided by the Captivating Courtship Code. Hey, it's Zara J, host of the Courtship Code podcast and creator of the Captivating Courtship Code, which is my proven six-step process to teach women how to magnetize their love life, show up feminine and high value, and attract more compatible partners in less time and with less effort. And I'm sharing with you in this Passion Attraction Prototype Workshop my signature 8 passion attraction prototypes that I discovered over my years of matchmaking and relationship coaching singles from around the world. Now, when you watch this workshop, you're going to gain so much understanding about why you've been feeling emotionally wounded and frustrated when it comes to your love life and why you've been in these repeat cycles of attracting the same types of partners or the same types of experiences. In this 40-minute workshop, you're going to discover exactly what passion attraction prototypes you have. And most people are a combination between 1 to 3 different prototypes. So this way you can stop wondering and Googling and YouTubing, trying to figure out why you've been experiencing certain things, why you keep going through the same types of relationships. This is going to answer those questions right now. You're also going to save a ton of money, right? Because therapy, coaching, matchmaking, let's be real, those are major investments, rightfully so. But for just $47, you can go ahead and start transforming your love life and get some information on key areas for you to shift specific to your prototypes. You're also going to finally be able to feel understood, to feel seen, to see exactly what it is that you're going through, which is just going to be able to give you a sense of relief and belief again in love. And I need you to restore your love life this year. So go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/getPAP and get the Passion Attraction Prototype Workshop. As a bonus, I also threw in there the Passion Attraction Prototype Planner, which is a 30-day planner that has journaling prompts so you can start getting some clarity and insight on how to move forward. You're also going to get access to the Captivating Courtship Code mini audio course, which breaks down the 6 steps of the Captivating Courtship Code. All of this for just $47. So go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/getPAP and get the workshop now. If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you share it with family, friends, or any of your peers who may benefit from listening to the Courtship Code podcast. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you level up your love life. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And until then, stay on code.